Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Russ Dorsey, Yahoo Sports, joins us. He's in San Antonio at the GM meetings, and he actually had a call scheduled for earlier, but he was literally in a conversation with the GM at the time, so we had to postpone it. But Russ is here now. Russ, how are you, my friend?
My guy, what's going on? How
we
feeling?
We are fantastic. I got to ask, right? You show up in San Antonio. It's November 5th, 6th. And I would imagine that the GMs feel like it's a little too early to see guys like you. But here you guys are. They're getting ready to have all these conversations. And here you come with your recorder. I mean, are they? Is everybody in baseball mode in terms of wheeling and dealing at this point?
Well, brother, I will say this. Maybe I think it's a little too early to see them.
I know that's right.
You know. I mean, I was out in California the entire month of October. Only got a couple of days at home before getting back in action, and getting everybody geared up for the off season. But no, I think a lot of GMs, they, as much as they like the time off and time away, if their teams didn't advance in the postseason, they want to make sure they get their teams better for this upcoming year. So it's a fun time. I think you already feel the buzz of the offseason and what free agency potentially holds and maybe some trades that are on the horizon. But, yeah, I think a lot of the executives, even agents who are here, are excited for what the next 8 to 12 weeks have in store.
Russ Dorsey, also catch him on the MLB Network. That's where I caught him yesterday, holding court. And, Russ, let's just run to the Padres because I know you don't have as much time. You know, A.J. Preller, honestly, and I don't think this is just a local view, did a hell of a job last offseason. I mean, everything he did worked, and he was able to, despite lowering payroll, you know, put together a 93-win team, the second most in franchise history. This year, I mean, who knows whether they're going to be able to increase payroll, but he has a lot of contracts that increase on their own. He also has a Joe Musgrove injury to deal with, and he has, you know, a couple of key free agents, at least in Jerkson Profar and Kyle Higashioka, and Ha-Seong Kim has already opted out. So where would you start if you were A.J. Preller?
Well, look, I agree with you that I think A.J. and I think a lot of people around baseball would agree that it might be the best job A.J.'s ever done in terms of putting together a roster with the specific set of circumstances that they had, whether it was, you know, Joe Musgrove's injury late in the year, you know, being able to bring back Jerkson Profar, putting him at the top of that lineup, getting Fernando Tatis Jr. healthy, what they were able to do with their bullpen at the trade deadline. You know, that was a team that a lot of people were afraid of going into October.
Yeah.
And I believed, talking to you guys, whoever won that series in the NLDS between the Dodgers and the Padres was going to end up winning World Series. That did end up happening as the Dodgers defeated the Yankees. But I think when I look at what the Padres, where the Padres should start, I think it is going to be that pitching again, because you have so many of your core position players locked up for the foreseeable future. You can now start to, you know,
really focus in on that pitching. And you look at Tanner Scott and what he was able to do in the back end of that bullpen. I think for me, if I'm looking at, you know, an area where you say, okay, this is how you can ensure that you once again have the best bullpen in baseball, I think Tanner Scott, even though he has pitched so well, he is going to have a lot of suitors out there on the market. That's a guy that you likely want to bring back if it's possible. And then you can never have too much starting pitching. As you guys know, you know, you're going to need more than five guys to get through an entire season and to get through the postseason, as you know the Dodgers showed. So I think pitching is where, to me, I would start if I was the San Diego Padres.
Russ Dorsey joins us here, Yahoo Sports. And Russ, you kind of hit on it as you started to answer the first question, but it does feel like, you know, typically GM meetings can go one of two ways. There could be like absolutely nothing happening, or it could be like it feels like it is so far this year, where there's some buzz, there's already some wheeling and dealing. Is that the sense that you have gotten since you've been down that way in San Antonio?
Yeah, I think the first couple of days of the offseason in the GM meetings, it's kind of feeling, everybody's feeling each other out. Teams are feeling where other teams are in terms of the trade market. Teams are feeling executives, agencies out in terms of the players that are on the free agent market. Agencies are doing the same thing with teams. What teams have spots on their roster available? What teams might be looking for? You have a lot of agencies that have multiple players on the market. So you have maybe you have an agent like a Scott Boras that has a ton of clients, right, a ton of the top clients on the market, whether it's Corbin Burnes or Juan Soto or Pete Alonso, all available. You might be talking to one team about five different players. So I think it's a feeling out of sorts. And for people that aren't, you know, you're more aware of the winter meetings, the GM meetings kind of sets the table for the offseason. Mm. It's where teams say, okay, these are our needs. You meet with your other members of your front office. You meet with other teams. You meet with agencies. And you say, okay, where could a fit be made, right? Like, where could we improve our roster? And you go from there. And then I would say the next couple of weeks before we get to Dallas to the winter meetings, then you're going to start seeing some of these deals come to fruition. We saw Michael Wacha already agree to a deal earlier in the week. So I think you'll start to see a little bit more action as, you know, we leave here tomorrow and head towards the winter meetings.
Russ, what do you think's going to end up happening with Juan Soto, and how much is how much for him? I mean, you know, whether it's the Dodgers, Yankees, Mets, those seem to be the only three that legitimately would seem to have a shot at it. Is he going to break the bank here, or how much is he going to break the bank by?
Yeah, like, I think that's been most of the talk that I've had with people here in San Antonio has been the Juan Soto sweepstakes. I personally don't believe it gets to Shohei Ohtani levels, just because different player, different situation. But I do believe it'll be past $500 million. If I had to put a number on it, I would say somewhere between $550 and $575 million, and that would likely be stretched out over 13 or 14 years. That's a lot of money for a guy who showed that he can perform in the biggest of moments for you like he did with the Yankees. So I don't know what that team is. I think the vibe talking to people this week has been that it will likely be a head-to-head matchup between the Yankees and the New York Mets. I think the Yankees showed him, like, hey, this can all be yours, in terms of like Lion King, where Mufasa says anything the light touches is yours, Simba. That's what Hal Steinbrenner and Brian Cashman could say to Juan Soto. But at, I think at the same time, the Mets actually have a real opportunity here, right? They showed a lot of Major League Baseball what they were going to be able to do going to the NLCS, Francisco Lindor, you know, being the leader of that club. And they're a team that's still on the rise. And the one trump card that they have that other teams don't have is they can pay him more than any other team in baseball because Steve Cohen is the richest owner in all of Major League Baseball. So that's a real threat. And I think the Yankees know that. And it is not going to be a walk in the park to make sure that Juan Soto returns to the Bronx.
Steve Cohen is MLB's Steve Ballmer's on our side. I mean, that's how the kind of money he's dealing with. Last one from me, Russ. And you know, there's been a lot of conversations in regards to Juan Soto and where he possibly ends up. You mentioned that number. AAV is kind of the thing that guys will turn to when they can't get max dollars.
Yeah.
We know he's represented by Scott Boras. Scott Boras, at least today, seemed pretty confident. There's a lot of people who've written off Scott Boras after last year's I would say, disappointing free agency. Some of those guys back at it again. Where do you think, in terms of Scott Boras, how do you think his winter goes? I mean, because a lot of people think he's washed now because he had a bad year last year. I'm telling you guys, I tend to see Scott Boras rise back up to the occasion quite often.
Yeah, I think last offseason was more about the players on the market, not necessarily about Scott Boras. I think Scott, as we have all talked about over the last year, maybe made some missteps.
Yeah.
But I also think this year he has, you could say, 7 of the top 12, 13 free agents that are available, right? When you can have the best position player, best overall free agent in Juan Soto available, but also having the best starting pitcher available,
yeah,
in Corbin Burns, right? That's a pretty good spot to be in, right?
Yeah.
And people can call you washed all you want, but if I have a position player that's going to get $560 million and a starting pitcher that will likely get over $300 million, I'm feeling pretty good, and I'm not really worried about what everybody else is saying about me being washed. If that's washed, a lot of people want to be washed.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. I mean, he consistently gets the best players in the game. Therefore, he will always be relevant. Russ, we know you got to go, man. I know you got that 3 o'clock GM conference that's about to happen. Appreciate your time, man, and we'll do it again later.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Russ.
Russ Dorsey, Yahoo Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.